Dead Madden's dead. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Jack accuses Erica of killing Dr. Madden.
Kendall accuses Zach of killing Dr. Madden.
And Zach and Dixie accuse each other, sort of killing Dr. Madden.
You are listening to the Pine Valley Podcast for the day ending July 7th, 2006. We drunk the truth serum, and we're here to tell you everything about the show.
I am Ashley Mendoza.
Mm-hmm, and I'm Taylor Crawford.
And I want to say a special happy birthday to Steve Chinesi.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
I hope you go out and see a Broadway show.
We have some suggestions if you like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Taylor, I was gone last week. I missed you very much.
You were. I handled the show with aplomb.
I listened to it. There you go. Those big words again. Mm-hmm. What the heck does that mean?
Enrich your word power.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you did a very good job nonetheless. Mm-hmm. I was laughing very much.
Yeah, maybe you're a little scared. Maybe, you know, maybe now the show will be hit the stratosphere. Now that we trim the fat.
That is terrible. Oh, that is terrible. I personally think that we are better with each other than without.
Mm-hmm.
Love makes the world go round.
That's right, because you know details about the show that sometimes elude me, because I float from little interesting island to little interesting island, but you dwell on the minutiae of the show that I don't consider important.
Everything about this television program is important, all right? Let's just get on with the show.
Okay, well, the big news, I guess, is Dr. Madden, he's gone now. He's
dead.
He took a dirt nap.
The old dirt nap.
Yeah, he was looking pretty bad. It's like I said last week, they just plumb forgot he was underground on the park bench.
I don't know. I mean, they should have consulted the forecast. I mean, or they should have at least consulted the geological map.
The earthquake forecast.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, they have geological maps that show that you're on a major fault line. I took geology in high school, all right?
They're on that major.
I graduated from high school, viewers. I did not get a GED. I was a graduate.
They're on the Pine Valley Andreas Fault, and they should have had, you know, a canary chirping in a cage or something to tell them that was happening. But again, I say it was caused by J.R. and Babe's lovemaking. However, they're back to, you know, Babe's all wagging her finger again. Now
accuse, mm-hmm. accuse. After they had that nice birthday celebration.
But let me
tell
you,
that's a loophole. And they gave him that doll.
Oh, that's right. That's a clever marketing tie-in because, you know, ABC owns Disney, or Disney owns ABC.
That is true.
And JR is starring on Broadway in
Beauty and the Beast.
As Lumiere, and Adam Jr. gave him a little, not Adam Jr., Little Adam.
Little Adam gave him Little Lumiere. Is mm-hmm. that how you say it?
Uh-huh, Little Lumiere. Yeah, I guess
Lumiere,
so.
Lumiere,
maybe.
That means light.
Yeah, it does. I think it means candle.
Oh.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it literally?
I thought it meant light. I thought like luminous.
You know, it reminds me. I was walking in. There used to be a big record store here in New York called HMV. And it's a huge megastore. And it was up on 72nd and Broadway. And I'm up there looking at the show tunes and the CDs. And I see somebody wearing a Beauty and the Beast jacket. And this is just when Beauty and the Beast opened on Broadway. And I'm like, oh, you're in Beauty and the Beast. What part do you play? And literally, she turns around and says, I'm a fork. Real indignant. It was hilarious.
She should be happy to be that fork.
Yeah, that's a high-paid fork.
I'm telling you, that is a very high-paid fork. Anyway, after they had that birthday celebration and everything seemed perfect, you know, then Bay went back to accuse. And she was wearing that skin tight dress on mm-hmm. Friday.
It's like she forgot all that stuff.
She forgot all the beauty and remembered the beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like that tie? That was a good tie, right?
That you wrapped that up with a bow.
I don't know how I come up with these things.
That was awesome.
But, you know, I think Babe always looks very nice for the most part. Like some days she doesn't look as good as others, but this Friday, today's, and yesterday's episode, she could not bend over in that dress.
That was a tight dress. That was a
It was really tight.
It was a good-looking dress. I just question whether somebody in Babe's personality and age group would wear something like that out. You know?
I agree, because when she first came on the show, Taylor, you remember she came like a bat out of mm-hmm. South Carolina. Yeah, like she was like
carny trash,
carny wear. It's what, true.
Bare midriff wearing.
It
kind
is
of thing.
True. And it is what Paris Hilton would wear if she was poor.
That's right. And JR looks like he just got off Broadway because he's wearing far too much makeup all week.
I have to say.
He went to Macy's and got the makeover, the free one. Because I know you do that. You go there for the free make. You go, I think I tried out, and then you go there like at least once a week whenever there's a different girl.
Why do you
there.
Do this to me? I try to make the show as professional and disciplined as possible, and then you go telling my trade secrets.
And I try to make
that
it entertaining.
That is really embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. Anyway, I don't get a makeover once a week. It's only like once a month, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, JR's on to you because he's doing that.
Well, he is. He wore a little too much makeup today. He's normally very handsome, that Jacob.
Same thing. He's trying to be Mr. Nice Guy now.
Yeah. Anyway, well, the next storyline that we were going to talk about was Erica, Miss Erica Kane, and Mr. Jack Montgomery. Because, I mean, but there's not much to say.
It seemed so good at the end of last week, like they were going to work it out.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I wasn't here to comment on that performance last week. But I have to say that I found the whole thing very distasteful. I found it very annoying. I mean, they're a pretty newly married couple for all intents and purposes. And they are at each other's throats night and day. Like, I don't want to tune into a soap opera to see people at each other's throats night and day.
Yeah, this week was all, like, loved ones confronting each other. And it was just not... There was no, like, gropey sex, like, really good...
Well, I mean, there was a little bit with Babe and JR. That was the first time they made love, you know?
But that was the end of last week. And the earthquake happened.
No, that is true.
And all week it's been, you did this, you did that, confront.
I know, it's just been like really the battle of the nasties.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of, give me a bad vibe this week.
It did. I mean, the only kind of cute thing was like another product tie-in when Erica today was like talking to Rosie O'Donnell from her show, New Beginnings, and she invited her to come on next week. And
which is a crossover to The View, which is also an ABC show.
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm saying. And then...
I'm sorry, didn't Colby come and give a little Rosie O'Donnell doll to Adam Sr. at his birth? No, I'm kidding. No. But I'd like to see that.
And we haven't even gotten to Colby yet. I mean, I'll tell you this. The week ended with Erica being confronted by Zach, who knows about Josh, because Erica's been going on and off about that. She's not going to tell Josh. She's never going to find out. And we know that is the kiss of death in soap opera.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, everybody, hey, 24 people, let's keep this a secret. Never works. Our own government can't do it. So, you know, how are they going to do it in Pine Valley?
That is really true. I never thought about that. That is food for thought as you're, you know, peddling on your Stairmaster. All right. Well, the next thing, since you brought it up, we might as well talk about Miss Colby. Miss Colby Chandler.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? She got a thyroid condition. Because that girl, she's been gone a year, right?
She's got psoriasis.
Soris.
It is a popular condition that happens on soap operas. Soap opera rapid aging syndrome.
That's right. Soap opera rapid aging syndrome.
She was 5.
Mm-hmm. She was 5.
Now she's 15.
That's right.
She was five a year ago.
That's right. That's right.
It happens.
It does.
You know, but I gotta say one thing about this girl. All right. The one thing about this girl is that she looks like a real teenager. Like, she's very pretty and everything, but she looks like a real teenager. Like, she came in, she stole a car. She came in, like, Kendall style, Babe style. Like, when they came in, Haley Vaughn style. Like, when they came in crazy. Like, doing something crazy. Yeah. She came in and she stole a car. She saw Dr. Matted dead in the ground, his hand sticking out. She was all like, I'm in shock. Then she was wearing them low pants with that belly sticking out.
Yeah, and with a bikini top.
With a bikini top. Like,
You know what? It is a cliche. To like, you haven't seen somebody in a while, or it's a new person in town, and they come in, they're all the rebel, and they can't be tamed, and then it's all about them being tamed.
And then they get tamed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Babe. Look at Babe's outfit today versus that pink fluorescent outfit she had when she came on the first show.
Where'd she learn to dress like that? You know, did she have because Crystal didn't teach her.
No, that is true. That is true. Although they were wearing practically the same dress on today's episode, but that is my own little gripe.
Yeah, that was questionable.
Well, Colby was neat because she was at least saying things about, like, she had like a real sass to her, which I think is going to be very invigorating for the show. She was like calling Crystal Anna Nicole. you remember that?
Yeah, she used a lot of pop culture references, that like Wisteria Lane.
That's right. Off like a prom dress.
Off like a prom. I like that phrase.
She was pretty sassy. You know, she puts the ass in sass, you know, and I like that. So we'll see what happens with her. I mean, she's already kind of manipulating the whole Liza thing. She's telling lies about Liza, right? But this is the interesting thing. We all know viewers that Marcy Walker, the incredible actress that portrayed Liza, is now a nun. So she will not be coming back to the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, in real life, she is a woman of the cloth, so
I imagine
to speak.
She took a pay cut, too.
She probably did, but you know what? She's with the Lord, and that's all she needs. That is her paycheck.
That's her paycheck. That's right. And you only need a Nielsen audience of one to be a nun.
That is true.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens with her. And then the other little thing that we thought about this week that didn't really get very much time was the Jamie Truth Serum knocking out Ziggler with the golf
club.
Yeah,
the Truth Serum. They've explained, you know, because do they ever call it sodium pentothal or something like that? Do doctors refer to it as Truth Serum?
Maybe. I don't know.
It just seems like a crazy, you know, they could justify the Truth Serum a little bit better.
I think so, too. But
because that stuff's dangerous. You know, you can't just shoot somebody up with Truth Serum every time you want to hear something. You got to take their pulse. You got to make sure you're not giving them too much.
Well, like, what if they had an allergic reaction? You know, because I'm allergic to bees, you know. Like, if I get a bee sting, I blow up and I die.
But that's yet to be proven. But yes.
Well, that's what the doctor said. They said I would die, so I have to, like, run when I see a bee.
Yeah, so writers, I think we're being a little cavalier with the Truth Serum. I think it's an easy out, and I think maybe a little more research.
Well, I think the interesting thing about that whole thing is that I think it almost eliminates Jamie from the whole Dr. Madden mystery. Like, who killed Dr. Madden?
That's true, and I would like to expound briefly upon these theories, too.
You may.
Because Detective Fry is
on.
Okay, I've got the conch
got
now.
The conch.
Detective Fry is all about, oh, JR, you're back at the scene of the crime, right? It makes no sense to hang Josh up on a hook and badger him where his dad is if you already got his dad buried underground. And if you already got his dad buried underground, you don't have to actually hang Josh on a meat hook to threaten Dad about, I got your son on a meat hook.
Well, maybe they do because maybe they were going to take a picture of it and then show it to him. Because they got that picture of Josh
coffin. They could just tell him. I don't know. It just seems too risky. I got a wall chart here. And I got every major character, and some of the minor favorite ones, like Stuart, are on there.
On the list, I agree.
Who I haven't seen in a long time.
Mysteriously. But Tad was at the park when Madden was found.
I think he
was right there at the scene of the crime.
I think Tad's the red herring. I think I'm crossing Tad off. I don't think
I'm
Jamie and JR.
Because it's too obvious. Everyone's pointing to
absolutely.
JR, making him the scapegoat.
It is not Jamie or JR. And I think Zach is the obvious choice, and I don't think it's him
either. I think it's Minihans.
Minihans?
I think it's Minihans.
You have
Julia.
A thing against Julia.
I do not like Minihans Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, drives me crazy with that Minihans.
Poor actress can't help the size of her hands.
I know, but she flits about with them little Minihans and little mini feet. And then she comes in, she got this like sexy bedhead nurse look all the time. She got these little tops that match her little bottoms.
And you think she gets that from digging up the park? All the time.
You know, it is possible. That little spitfire, she could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I have to say before we really talk too much about the suspects and all that, because we don't really need to talk about that because we could go on forever. Because we know it's going to drag it out forever.
I'm not done, though.
I just want to say,
of all the people, it's like Dr. Madden's in the hole in the ground. They keep talking about where's Kate? So it's related to Kate. It's not related to you know, the other reasons people that hate Dr. Madden is that they want to find out where Kate is. So it makes me feel like it's somebody who cares about Dixie or Tad or, I don't think it's somebody that cares about JR so much.
I thought you said you wanted to trim the minutia.
Okay. I think it's Dell because we haven't seen him.
Yeah, but no, we did see him. Remember? This week we saw Dell say, you know, this was a dumb idea, this was stupid. Mm. And then again, it got like sort of discounted.
Well, I'm taking my dollar and I'm putting out Dell. And if it's not Dell,
they gotta figure out some way to take the ape man off contract.
If they figured out who did it, I don't know if they're going to stretch it out for a year or what.
It's true. He's Neanderthal, man. That's the only way they could take him out.
If it's not Dale, the only other person it could be is Michael Cambius.
I agree.
We haven't seen him in quite some time. And there's going to be a villain void now, because there's no bad guys left, because JR's turned the other cheek.
Josh is going to change, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but Josh has got one note. He's like, I'm misunderstood.
Check it out, because we saw Josh's soft side, right? This is what I was going to say. Josh's death montage with the fireworks and finding his father and digging him out.
Yeah, the Star Trek II Wrath of Khan scene.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's screaming.
Oh my God, that was his Emmy moment. And that showed some tenderness and some depth. You know what I'm saying? And then, when he had his psycho moment, listen to me, he had his psycho moment and he kept looking at people straight on. And the camera was like straight on at all the people that he was accusing. Sorry. I hit Taylor in the face. I was getting all excited. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. So he's like getting crazy now. And now he's on a mission and he's gonna get somebody, even if they're guilty or not.
I would have to disagree, because I think a good villain is very intelligent and very much a man of action.
Josh,
and I think Josh is neither.
Josh doesn't
do anything.
Oh my God,
he just complains. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, and he never does.
His father was like killed, all right? And he is beautiful. Like,
Oh my God. I'm sorry, that's
going to
make him a villain?
Listen, he's not beautiful as beautiful as
like
Ryan
his dad was? Like his dad was beautiful.
His dad wasn't beautiful. His dad was on
Don't get me wrong.
His dad was on the Gary Shandling show. He wasn't that
beautiful. I love Dr. Madden. He was my favorite character on the show.
We miss him in the box, though. We were saying that before we started tonight.
When he was breaking down by the end, right before his death, I thought it was brilliant television.
Yeah.
And sloshing around in that water, that dirty, filthy water, filled with that Madden juice or whatever's in there by this time.
Well, the autopsy man saw the power bars and the water and all that stuff. I mean, that was all there too.
Anyway, it's
and it stunk. You know why? Because on today's episode, when Babe and JR went to the site, they held their noses.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, P.U.
But it takes a special person to be a villain on a show like this, and I don't think Josh has the chops to do it.
Well, you're forgetting that we have David, and that we have Dixie still running to David. She has this passionate, amazing, thrilling kiss with Tad. I have goosebumps, viewers. Goosebumps. And then she goes to who? David. Give me a baby. I want a baby. I'm going to give Tad a baby.
Yeah, that stealing a baby thing. It's like, you know, fool me once,
shame on me.
Yeah, that kind of
fool me twice, shame on.
Yeah, you got that. You got that bass backwards, baby.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Keep track of your babies. Keep an eye out.
All right,
keep an eye out.
You get my point. My point is that it is just.
I can't believe she's planning to steal a baby.
She looks so beautiful.
To make Tad happy.
She is so beautiful with Tad. She has such feelings.
She looks good. Now, you know what? I was on a website today, on Katie McLean's website, Blaze Dixie.
What is that? Katie'sConfessions.com?
Oh, no, not the blog. Just a regular website. But she's recording an album right now. She's halfway through with the album.
You know, viewers, she wrote us back. You can write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. We wrote her, and she wrote us back at that email.
It was a form letter, though.
Why are you going to say that?
It was still a letter,
nonetheless, from Miss Katie McLean, and it had a typo.
Katie,
which I was really happy
Joe.
About. It made me feel like she wrote it herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
She looks good. She looked good all week.
Anyway, we'll see.
She's all down in the dumps because of Madden dying.
And then she goes to Zach, and then
it seems like she got a choice of men.
She's got
a half dozen men who are like,
oh my goodness.
You just, you know, you could blow them over with a feather, I think. You know, and it's like.
That's true. She's going from Zach to Ryan.
I think Ryan moving in across the street is a bad idea.
Oh, I love it.
I
love it.
You were so happy when she and Zach got together, and now you want to see her back with Ryan?
I don't know, viewers. I'm torn because the magic that was Ryan and Kendall. Do you remember, viewers, when she ran away, when Ryan left the show and she ran after him when he was on that motorcycle, her skinny little body flailing in the night wind?
Yeah, she's pretty skinny, too.
Yeah, we got a problem.
She was wearing something on Thursday that was like, oh, my God.
Because, viewers, we talked about this in a couple episodes ago about how she lost some weight after that coma. I got to tell you, she has not put it back on. She has not taken my advice. She has not been eating her burgers, hamburgers. She has not been drinking her milkshakes. She is
skinzel. I was saying, too, everybody, all the women are really skinny on that show.
Except for Erin.
Except for Erin. And poor Erin. Because she's
Gucci.
She's a normal looking person, you know.
Now that she looks chubby because she's normal. It's like crazy. Gucci. Gucci, shut up. That's my dog, Gucci.
It looks like Carlos is coming home.
Oh, Carlos. Espérame, espérame.
Yeah, well, that's a, we're about
pretty much done.
We're pretty much done with the show. So, thank you for listening to the Pine Valley Podcast. Again, write us pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com.
And I'm so glad to be back. We will be back next week. Keep tuning in. I'm Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
Bye.